Well, Alexia, time to get our weekend on, and what better way than getting our weekend on with ice cream?
Yeah, this Sunday is the 15th annual Ice Cream Sunday at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. And it's a really popular event.
It's a lot of fun. I've gone the last 2 years, and I've gone before. 1 year, my six-year-old entered the ice cream eating contest, and it was a lot of fun watching some of the kids get, brain freeze.
Oh, yeah.
You just see their faces.
Yeah, it's a great event for kids and families. And that's going to be taking place from noon to 4 p.m. And what's cool is that kids can learn how to make their own ice cream from scratch. You just use ice, milk, and rock salt, and you kick it around in a tin can.
And you have to kick it back and forth,
It's quite a while. Yeah, you got to work for your
ice cream.
Yeah,
but it's worth it because you work it out and then you eat the fat.
Yeah. And then there's also going to be an ice cream sandwich eating contest, and prizes will be awarded to the top finishers in each age division. And kids can also get a free tractor ride with the New Mexico Vintage Iron and Tractors. And then there'll also be games provided by Lost Cruces Escape Room and Red Hawk Golf Club.
Okay. And you can also, while you're there, check out the rest of the museum. It's $5 for adults, $4 for senior citizens, and $3 for kids ages 4 to 17. This is the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum, the 15th annual Ice Cream Sunday. All right, let's dance Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be a performance by the Mesilla Valley Dance Collective from Las Cruces and Human Nature Contemporary Ballet from El Paso.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Why didn't you shorten that?
Yeah. They'll be presenting a show called Dancing in the Desert, and it's going to showcase work from both of the two companies. It's a collaborative piece, and that's at 8 p.m. Saturday and 2:30 p.m. Sunday at the Black Box Theater. It's going to feature guests from El Paso, Las Cruces, and the surrounding area. And adult tickets are $15, and senior and student tickets are $12.
All right, go out and enjoy some dance at the Black Box Theater this Saturday and Sunday. All right, let's get into some jazz, the Mesilla Valley Jazz and Blues Society's monthly concert series.
Yes, this month the RG3O Jazz Band will be featured at 7 p.m. Sunday at First Christian Church, and that's located at 1809 El Paseo Road. And the band is led by Bob Geitge on keyboard, Eric Unsworth on double bass, and Byron Mutnick playing drums. And I'm sorry if I messed any of those last names up.
it all made sense to me.
And the cost is $5 for members, $10 for non-members, and $1 for students with ID.
Okay. And that takes place at the First Christian Church this coming Sunday at 7 p.m. All right, let's go out and enjoy some movie or a movie at the City of Las Cruces Parks and Recreation Department's Movies in the Park program. What's the movie this week?
This week it's going to be Justice League. Have you seen it?
I've seen it, and I'm going to withhold my opinion on whether or not I enjoyed it. Let's just say that it was not exactly what I expected, but I want to hear from people on what they thought. So if you want to let me know what you thought of the movie, send us an email at feedback@nmsu.edu. Justice League, go check it out and let us know what you think.
Yeah, and also just to point out that that's going to be free, and the movie begins at dusk.
Okay, Justice League, City of Las Cruces Parks and Recreation Department's Movies in the Park program. All right, Taste for Your Impulse. This is new.
So the Munchbox, it opened in the spring, and it's located at Peddler's Pavilion, the indoor flea market at 2400 West Picacho Avenue. And it's kind of a unique place. They offer breakfast and lunch items, including build your own breakfast burritos, menudo, hamburgers, hot dogs, tacos, loaded fries, and fried bologna, which...
Fried bologna?
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Wow, that's for somebody that's got cravings.
Yeah, yeah. So they have kind of an eclectic mix of items. So one thing to be aware of is that they do have kind of unique hours. They're open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
It's flea market hours.
Yeah.
Enjoy going out to the flea market. One of the things I enjoy about going to this particular flea market is they sell produce. And you could buy some really inexpensive ripe avocados. So go check it out.
Yeah, I feel bad because I've actually never been.
Oh, you need to go.
Yeah.
You need to experience it at least once. They offer great candies. And like I said, they offer fresh fruits and vegetables at very pretty decent prices.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Okay. Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, go out and enjoy your weekend.